Adi Aleph. Sadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. Let's read together. You've been here already before. Basar Rukvina Shinoglu Zebazem Utorim Ashatsarach Lahadiach Makam Nigiyasan. As we saw, Suga Sagamara on Dav Kuf Zayin. As a Pischet Shuva, Sif Katan Aleph. He refers you to the Chavas Das. Chavas Das in the Biurim. See, in my edition, they tell you where the Chavas Das is. I'm not sure in your edition. It's on line 3 of Pischei Tshuva Aleph. Biurim Beis and Chidushim Aleph. The Chavas Das, as many, wrote two Perushim. The Chidushim is Bekitz and Imritz, just the bottom line. I'm looking for, very good question, I'm looking for Bayis Dalad, right? Whatever's on the Makoros. Bayez Dalid. Sof Shar Aleph, the very end of Shar Aleph. It's Chof Aleph and Beis, and we have the Hebrew books version.
This is from Barilon.
Barilon, okay, good. So Bayez Dalid Shar Aleph. Yeah, they have both the Bade, they have the Torahs, and the Bedek, and the Mishmeres,
yeah,
all three?
I think they do.
Good, great. So we'll figure out how to do it.
This thing at the end?
It's very, the Mamash, the last page.
Okay.
That the last page? Go to the end. Good. I'm fine. Yeah.
Alright,
very good.
Do you need the
other? Yeah, put all three on. If you can get all three and I can go tear from one to the other. Yeah, but Mama should be Ola Lagdula. Talent comes out, that boy said. Okay. So the Chavas Das is Chidushim is the bottom line. And the Biurim is, you know, at length. Those of you who have the Chavas Das in the back, you know what I'm talking about. So he quotes in both places. What does he say? Davka duchka de sakina v'shamnunis boy shifshuf. Kagon shechotach baser besakin shechotach bo chelif. So we have chesem et beis. Avo duchka below shamnunis or shamnunis below duchka. Sagi behadocha bialma. And the word bialma, as we shall see, gives a conveys an impression. Yeah, you just rinse it off. It's good enough. It's good enough. Good enough. Okay. We get all three?
I'm not sure if the Bedek Abayas and the Shemeresh Abayas are on the right page.
Okay,
but
good. Okay. Once I get it, I'll move the pages. Thank you. I may call you back for relief. Okay. You might get to that. Ach kosav, the davka b'chelev shlo nimcha b'mayim, avol chelev shenimcha b'mayim, kosav arashba, he tells you over here where it is, Mishmeres Abayas, Bayis Gimel Shar Gimel Pei Gimel Amud Beis in this print that I have here. Shenidbak B'Yoser Uboy Shifshuf Godo requires Shifshuf Godo. Those are the two citations, Rebbos, I wanted to bring to you from the Chavas Das as cited here in the Pischei Tshuva. Fine. In order to understand this, he quotes a Rashi, but we should really see it in the original. Let's take a look, Rabosai. You have a Torah Sabayis. Oh, sorry about that. I apologize. There, oh, it's like a movies. Okay, let's read together. Boss, I saw you saw it already. This is the last piece of Bayez Dalad Sharal, which is very lengthy. This is the last page. The call Shaiser Veheta Nogan Zebazet Sarah Hadocha Lachalapochas. It's not there.
Yes, still loading. It's going on.
This is, any quotes on Mishnah? You tell me when it goes on.
On.
Quotes of Gemara. You know this already. Leficha. Sarach li zara de lechatchila lo yagiyim ze beze, shema yishkach lo yadiach. Therefore, it's a sorer, ulevash lo yunogim ze beze, ha Mishnah. It's going to Mishnah. They shouldn't touch each other because you may forget to rinse it off. Here's a famous balit. Kosa rab balit uzal, the davka bebosar mevusho, the lav urche bahadocha, the osi lemechel minei below adocha. Ava basar chai, Shein darko l'achila l'ochla b'lo hadocha. I feel the nogan zebezet sorav en onimna. No problem, because you're gonna, not going to forget. He always prints off the meat. And it's close to Raven. Komidi de bar hadocha, kon l'sim dogim shal hutchu, or basar, shon izbash of l'hudach, b'klish in ishtamash b'yisr. I feel l'chadchila mutter. Shai feel it him saloma, shi yochal b'umtza. Ho'idna l'meichal b'umtza lo shchiach. If you rinse it off in order to salt it, I you can have it raw. What do they call it today? Tartar, what's it called? Well, at least in those days, it wasn't shchiach. Today, I don't know if you eat tartar. I've yet in my life to eat tartar, but I also have yet to eat sushi. I'm still living in a world of make-believe, everything is cooked. But the younger generation who eats sushi probably has tartar also. But at least in the Rashba's day, it was lo shchiach. I wouldn't know what it is, but someone told me there's such a thing. Okay. V'chein kli she'daga shalom ladicho kon rishi yishtamash bo, einim noen milishtamash bo v'yisr tzonein, v'chakach yadichenu, v'yishtamash bo heter, no problem. V'en choshen l'pshia, she'chach sh'arei lokan kelem asturim, v'en anochem, v'en choshen l'pshia, hech she'shalahen. V'chein kol yisr tzonein, she'nofal agabi heter tzonein, ein atzorech ala hadocha. And he gives an example of a Gemara. Rabosai, where's this Gemara? You should see the Gemara right now. I don't know if you look up the Gemara when you saw this. Take a look at Rabosai. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's where the Gemara is coming from. We'll take a break from the Rashba. Have a look at the Gemara. There are two Gemaras that really should have been in the Maamar Kol, but I took a shortcut because they're both quoted in all the other sources. So I didn't put them on. But I guess upon reflection, I should have put them on so everyone would have seen it. And this way it's only seen the secondary sources. Okay, my little mistake, I'm sorry. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Line 9. Hahu bar gozla the nafa lekada lekimcha. A duck fell into milk. Shariye ravchina nabarei de ravame pashrunya. Okay. Why? I was a salt. Kimcha's a salty dairy kuta, which has a combination of salt and dairy ingredients. No, ki amashvua maliach karek rosech hani mili hecha de eno necha machas milcho. Are you familiar with the fact that before refrigerators, the way they preserved many foods was to put it in deep into salt? Are you familiar with that historically? No, I remember learning about it in high school, social studies. That's how it used to be. And then, they would go to the Far East, and they'd go here and there. And how they preserve it? Salt. Am I correct? Is that accurate historically? Yes? I both say, is there anybody that you know in this whole wide world who still uses salt to preserve any foods? You know somebody?
Well, pickles are preserved
with
salt.
Pickles are preserved with salt. Okay, that's interesting. Pickles, that's right, pickles. Comes up a little bit today in the Maamar Kol, pickles. The reason I'm saying this, because I have in mind to skip the last half of Siman Tzadi Alf. It's all about Meliach Kiroseach. I was thinking to myself, it doesn't happen. In those days, I had things, at least according to this understanding, you have to have so much salt, which is Eino Nechal Machas Milcha, which according to some is like a really salty for preserves. But even salt of much smaller nature. We don't put things in salt nowadays. You know you put salt. You have a piece of meat, you put some salt to eat it at the table. Piece of potato, you put some salt. You know, we don't put foods in salt and then, except when we kasher. That's called malicha. Yes?
I have seen that people when they make steak, they'll put a lot of salt on top so it becomes like crispy on the outside.
Really? Don't tell that cardiologist.
I've seen that before.
Such a whole layer to become crispy.
I don't remember exactly how much. They put a lot. Like,
did they rinse it off at the end?
What?
Well, it gets all.
I don't remember what they do.
But. You find that out for me, because I may have to learn those sifim. It's going to take another month to learn those sifim if you're right. I'm hoping that I'm right, that we can skip it, because I don't think anyone does these. We'll have to have a little bit. We'll have to get to pickles, etc. But I don't think this is done as it's. Yes, sir?
What happened to, I think it was the Taz who quoted before, that like you only need the fraction, not only a little bit of amount. And
right, but even that, we don't put foods in salt. A little bit of amount is what
even
we...
Even that little bit of amount doesn't count.
That salt is what's called the Hilchos Malicha, that you salt to make food, to make meat kosher, to get out, draw out the blood. But even that, who does that? Yeah, it's done in Idaho, not Idaho, excuse me, in Iowa, where they're kosher. You know, I don't kosher. When I came to my community, I'm not serving that long, right? I used to be a mashkiach on a butcher shop where everything was done in my shop. They would salt the meat in my shop, and it would hold. We'll get to it later. You know, you have to salt meat within 72 hours of the time that it's shechumas agonim, and if not, you have to put it in the water. And be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, going to the butcher shop to make sure that they sunk. Okay, we don't do this anymore. It's all done way 1,000 miles away. It's more. We don't have this anymore in our butcher shop. We used to have what they call trabering, what's called nikur, hagid v'achelev. I was trying to give mashkir. I don't know what I was. Was a nailam lo yiru? I don't know what I was looking at exactly. But that was officially the mashkir. And now everything comes what they call kosher gemach. It's all taken care of far away in near the slaughterhouses. I'm just letting you know. So nowadays, even the salting, do they still salt livers anymore? Or even at that? Salt also comes kosher. When I was a child, my job on Friday was to hold the livers over the fire. My mother was, used to look like a golem, and hold it over the fire. And she put some salt in it, the grobe salts, which is made the kosher salt, they call it a diamond crystal. Do I still have that?
Kosher salt?
Yeah, it smells what it's made for. But anyway, it's all reminiscences, Rabbi Osai. It's a world that, it still exists. It better exist, otherwise we're in trouble. But not in our homes. It's not on the production level in Iowa. Okay, right. It's just venting a little bit, okay? Aval haikutcha harenecho machas milcho. Okay? V'hani milichai. V'hani milichai. Aval tzli boy klipa. We'll get to that a little bit later. What that means. Okay? So obviously, here in this situation, you don't need klipa. So what do you need? What do you need? Anything? You don't need klipa. So, let's take now a look in the Rashba. Let's first see Rashi. Let's look at the Rashba. Let's look at the Rashba. Here's the Gemara. Where are we? Where's my mouse? Bayono the Kadavah Kadavah Kimcha the Shire Abchina 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 Kolomar Bahadocha. It's not in the Gemara, but it's clear to the Rashba. You have to have Hadocha. Then he says V'yesh Isha Shetzorach Shif Shav Godol Kamo Dover Shomein Shinizkaneach Behetar Kimenaker Bosor. You guys doing what we call trabering, getting rid of the chalev. V'chote chalovim, v'chakach basar. That's a Gemara Chesed Beis. You have to have two knives. V'fichach asur shlo yachtach basar v'sakat shechote v'chalovim. V'kain shlo yadiach basar v'kli shidiach v'chalovim. That's a Gemara Chesed Beis on the bottom. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Both say, turn to Chesed Beis. We have to see everything inside. Am I correct? We saw inside yesterday about the three knives. Did we see that? We didn't see the bottom of the Gemara. Chesem and Beis. Chesem and Beis. What talks here about these various situations of being careful with respect to Chelev, Olischef, Inish, Kafle, Iluy, Bistra? What are we afraid about? Shouldn't take the chelev on part of the on top of the basar because it's going to be zav. It's going to pour over it. It's going to pour over it, as we shall see momentarily. Now I want to share the Rashba. He comments on this. Where are we? Kotz Gemara three sakinim. One second. Three sakinim. Kotz Gemara gzeirah shemeavach. This is Nishlam Sharishin. This we read it to you yesterday about Peh. Now we're seeing it inside. This is the last Shtikl Rashba in Shar in Shah and Bayez Dalit Shar Aleph. Very nice. So now, having seen this Rashba, so the question is, we saw the Balita. Does anyone have the, the omets to argue against the Balita? He's the very famous Godel who came from before. Let's see if we can find the tab here, the Bedek HaBayis, and see that, yes, you find people who have, Bedek HaBayis.
That's starting from the beginning.
Ah, so how do I go, just keep scrolling to the end. Okay, patience, here we go. Oh, look at that, it's here. Huh! The last two paragraphs. Bar Ilan even has it in paragraph form. Okay? Let's read together. Old Kosav. Komidi del Isu Veheta Nogin Zebazet Sarach Adachal Chal HaParas. You can see in the back? Kidetanan Beperakol HaBosa Tzor Adam Bosa Gvinu Mavash Yinogin Zebazet Yinogin Zebazet I have it Tzonu Tzonu Amar Abay Ned Eklipa Pvala Yitur. Yeah. Ukvod Har Adka. He quotes the Rashba as always. Ukvod Ravzal doesn't mean the Rashba. Rashba was alive and well. The Ravzal means the Baal Hitter. Bimkon Yemunach Bimkomo. But as they say in America, with all due respect, that's an introduction statement. You're wrong. Okay. Shezeh Eno Nachon. Okay. Shemi Olam Lohuta Bishum Mokom Lismoch Dover Hamutter Im Dover Usur. Al-Das Lachshiro. Never heard of such a crazy thing. Shemelu Adichenu Yafe Yafe. You want to do a good job. He said, Dava Pushit. Aye, but we find the president. No, Balito, you got it wrong. Ein din zeh elebekelim. Oh, kelim. She'ein ahetev ha'yisr behem ki'echad. U'baho vaday muta l'shtamish behem Beister al das lachshir and l'shtamish and beheter vein din and elu dom and zel is a klal. The Rashi, if you recall, put them both together, either having basa touching cholav or also touching mutter food on the one hand, and the same breath he said what? What did he say? No, touching kalim. There's no comparisons that there are. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to compare them. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So writes the Ra'ah. Before going to the Mishmeres HaBayis, he quotes it there with the three Sakinim, Adkan. And I read the end of the Shir yesterday. Adkan Rashba. So the Ra'ah can't let go. He can't let go without a Umo that he be good in. I agree. Ooh, so if you agree, what are you writing? I agree already. Nope, not completely. I agree. Kol Hecha Di Ev Shalei Mi Borda Chatzil Azurim. Yeah. Fine. Avo, you should know Rashba. Rayoso, your proof ain't no raya. Your proof is no proof. Why? Dilma hochi kamar. Sheme yachto chalovim. Vi achakach yachto basar. Shahutcha. Which is already rinsed. Vishalaya diachosa. So the Rashi tried to bring a raya from a Farusha Gemara. No raya. Maybe it's referring to a case of the meat which already had been rinsed, and you won't rinse it again, and therefore then and only then. But maybe if it was, again, but maybe if it was a situation in which you're not afraid, you know for sure he's going to rinse it again. Maybe there's no lechatchila either. Even when he agrees with the Rashi, we can't believe it. He doesn't want to give in to his raya. You got to love our gedolim. Emes is the emes. I'm agreeing with you, but... Yes, sir.
Isn't that
Nikur Hasum from the Gemara? Oh, that's the Rashi. Oh, very good. You machavet to the Mishmeres HaBayis. Look at this. Okay, we go to the very end, right? The end? Here we go. It's like Glila. From Bereshit to Vezos of Rochel to Bereshit. That's what we're doing over here. Oh, here we go. One second. here somewhere. Oh, here he is. Ustama b'shmaitza lav v'basa shehut chakama. So you said. How did you say it? Ikechasim and hasefer. That's what he's saying nicely, the Mishmar HaSabayis. Well, you make up a story that the Gemara is referring to a case of Basa Shehutcha, who doesn't say that anywhere. Finished. Adkan has got him back. But what about the first paragraph? That's even more fascinating. Kama Yohir Haimi Rabbonon. How arrogant is this rabbi? Shetofes al Gadol Yisrael. In other words, if he attacks me, okay. Attacking the Balaitu? Gedol Yisrael, Zal? How can he do such a thing? Not only that, even the Ravid said so. Kamosha Kosov HaMachaber, the anonymous author, which is who? Me. Okay, well, yeah, the Machaber, the first and the third person, the Machaber. The Machaber is the Torah Sabayis, the Shemar Sabayis. Okay? Behold! Look at this. Shu Kol El Kol HaMakomo Shlo No Makem B'Shum Mokom B'Ol. Am I not listening to the Re'ah? I yelled it out in front of a loud voice for that reason. Nowhere in the world do we find any heter to put kosher and non-kosher together, assuming we're going to rinse it off later on. Yeah? Afilu mikra mole dibar hakosov ushechacho. He accuses the Ra'ah of forgetting a pasuk in Chumash. Gotta love our gedolim. They take no prisoners and pull no punches. He forgot a pasuk in Chumash. Where? Yeah. Sharei kosov betorah vayasimu es hachalavim al hechazos umishim detzona betzonanu al mamishme shara lekra. Let's get that. And then he bangs him on his distinction between food and kelim. Eini roh b'dvarav lo tam v'lo reach v'tofes b'tzvars v'sayim divrei hagadolim zal. Boom. Boom. Rabosai, what exactly is the raya of the Mishmeres Abayis against the Bedek Abayis? Take a look, Rabosai, if you will, in the pre-Megadim, who asks, he doesn't understand what the raya is at all. Was this great? This is gavaldic. We're going to get, now they have it on our Bar Ilan, we're going to have a lot of use in this, we're going to be in like in a boxing match, you know, all this punching and counter-punching. It's going to be a whole year like this. Now we found it on Bar Ilan, because these two, they don't let go. Gavaldic. Torah's Emes. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishmatos of at the very end of Sifkoton Aleph. Umiu, the Mashakosav Shamlamala, Mikra, Bayasima Sakhalovim Alachosos, Mashma, Deshari Af Bechelev. Chalev is fatty. What's the answer, Abosai? What's the answer? When are we machmir? A combination of what? Chalev and what else? Duchka, the sakina. Didn't we see the Pesach Tshuva? We just read it. But you have one without the other. You don't need a shiv shuv gadol. It's just enough to have a hadacha, which we'll see in a minute what it really means. Elashani tomeya. Ma ra. Everyone with me, the last two lines. Of Mishpatel Zobal. The Ma Raya Mikrola Didan. The Gazrin and Shemi Yishkach. You're bringing a Raya from a Pasuk? Come on. It's a Din Derabbanon. How can you bring a Raya against a certain Din Derabbanon based on a Pasuk? You see what I'm saying? The problem is? The Pasuk was Matrid Rabbanon Asidit. What do you mean a Raya from a Pasuk? This question bothered me, and I had my answer, and I saw that the Yad Yehuda, I thought I brought it with me, but yes, it's right on top. This is did you ever see this before? Did I bring it before? No? This is a classic. I know, I certainly mentioned it before. This is the Yad Yehuda. I brought in my copy. This is absolutely fantastic. Yad Yehuda, this is your day of Dam, Malich, and Basa B'Cholof. I think it's the second or third volume. It was reprinted in Tav Shin Lamed Aleph. It was originally printed. Let's see. doesn't tell you a year. Here I don't see a year. Sorry, I think it was printed 100 years ago approximately. And I don't see a year. I'm going to read to you from our Simon Sadi Aleph, a remarkable idea. He's barred by the same kasha that barred the Prima Gunim. What kind of raya is this? You mean a raya from a pasuk? We'll say it became us since after the pasuk. What kind of raya from a pasuk? Here we are. Listen carefully. It's Siv Kotten Aleph. Oh. The Prima Gadim Toma, my Raya Lididanik Az Yunus Shem Yishkach. Upashut, says the Yad Yehuda. He knows exactly what the Rashba wants. The Lo Omar Ze Ela Neged Mashakosav Ara'osham. Shelo nemar bishum mokom ba'olam lahat des nogel yisur al smach shidichenu achakach al ze amar shemikra mefurish, because they were all one took too far. He said he's never heard of it, never in his life such a word. I never heard of it. That's the Yad Yehuda's pshat. Before I saw Yad Yehuda, I had my own pshat, which I want to share with you. I'm going to share with you, if you can just lend me that for a minute, the green one. Those who have the green one, open to the Taz, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, end of Siv Kotten Aleph. That's how I understood the Rashba's kash against the Ra'ah, assuming that he agrees with this Kiddush of the Taz. In Kuf Yud Zayin, Siv Kotten Aleph towards the end, in this edition it's on page 244, the Rashba says the following Kiddush. Line 2, the Taz rather. Oh, you have a different print? It's Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, which the other, many of our shows don't have. If you have mine, it stops at Kuf Yud Aleph. But if you have Kuf Yud Zayin, good. So look at Kuf Yud Zayin, Taz Aleph towards the end. V'nira l'taretz, v'en koach b'yad chachomim leser dover shepirisha ha-torah b'feirish leheter. V'en koach b'yad chachomim lahachmel b'mokom she'en bo lo yisa v'lo heter b'furish min ha-torah. Mashenkin b'mokom sheish heter mefurish min haTorah, you can't. V'zeh b'chlal ma'amora, Sanhedrin. You take what daf in your edition? Your edition take what daf it's on? Zeh b'chlal ma'amora, mine doesn't have the daf. It's in Sanhedrin. Maybe Mevov, something like that. Shomati shebezin hayumakin v'yonshin shalom min adin. V'lo lavra al divrei Torah. The kosher pshita den koch b'yoshema don lavo divrei Torah uvechoshen mishpat simen beis kosav nemizeh. What does that mean? It means lo lavo divrei Torah chachamim cannot make a siyug, which is mefurish in the Torah lekula. It's taz in three places. Choshen mishpat simen beis, where he explains that gemara. That's what was quoted there in the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Kuf Yud Zayin by Chalev, the Torah is beferish that Chalev is permissible. Yosef l'chol malacha, Chazal could not answer it, and it's found in the third place in Or HaChaim. It's either in Hilchus Shofar or Hilchus Lulav. Which is Shofar? We ask the kasha: how come there's no gzera not to do a bris on Shabbos on the eighth day? Same way you don't do a Shofar Lulav, right? Megillah. No, you'll move the knife. So the Taz claims that the Vayoma Shmini Yomavos also is a pasuk mefurish to be matter even b'Shabbes, and Chazal couldn't answer it. You hear what's going on? This is the famous Chiddush of the Taz in three different places. I will return it to you. Thank you very much. On this basis, that was my pshat in this Rashba. The Rashba says in his kash against the Ra'ah, it couldn't have been usher. How could it have been usher to put chalav in their chazos if the Torah is not the favorite? That's how I understood it. So a little bit differently than the Yad Yehuda. Maybe his pshat is a little bit more simple than mine. A little more sophisticated, but since I hadn't seen his pshat, I thought of mine first. So I'm just letting you know. Okay. Now, those who have should look at the Chavis Das, because the Chavis Das gives you a little bit more than the Pischei Tshuva quotes from him. Okay, I don't want to put too much on the Makaros. A little bit I put down. Those who have a Chavis Das should look in the back. I answer to see Gimel. I think this is Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. This I took care of it by quoting by asking to see the Pischei Tshuva once. For those of you who have Chavis Das, I think most of you do. I think the green one has, correct? It's almost everyone has Chavis Das. So let's take a look. Tzadi Aleph Aleph. Okay, it's not so long. It's half a column in my edition. Okay. Hi had the first words out of his mouth. Hi hadacha hu below shivshuf. Kamosha kosa varajba. We just saw it now, right? Didn't we see it? We saw the Torah Sabayis. Ahin shemo, chikosav, the eshet torach, shivshuf gola biyodayim, heitav yosem yadocha sabosa, shemadichin osa b'shildam, right? And the Shach quotes it back in Simon Yutzav Kotten Chof, hainu, shechotach bosa b'sak, and shechotach bo chelev, yigaduch kede sakina, ve, hu dover shomim. Tabach requires three knives. Okay? I bosa chaydacha ba'adocha, must be tzorach shivshuf. Aye, they were all said, referring to a case where he already rinsed. Nah, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Basachai daka b'shivshuf. Fine. Avol shomei b'laducha d'sakina muta b'adocha b'lo shivshuf. As the Rashi himself says in the Mishmeres Habayis, ayin shomei b'posik b'furish. V'yisima sachalovim alachozos. Aye, in Simon Samach Dalet it says, also ladiach bosa b'kli shemediach b'chalovim. Who me ashas shom? All right, Rabbi Osai, you have. Can I borrow you back again? Simon, you have Simon Samach Dalet. I'm not sure. Do you have Samach Dalet? I don't know if it starts from there. Where do you start? Samach Tes. No, you start. Where are you starting from? Samach Tes. Who has Samach Dalet here? No, not quite. Just missed it. Okay, but I think I have Samach Dalet because I have over here a Yad Yehuda. And the Yehuda starts, I just want to read it to you. I mean, you can see it as the Chavis Das quotes it. He starts, Simen Samach, no. Starts Samach Vav. So I don't have it. Okay, well, huh? Yeah, I don't.
What's it?
Huh? Well, he quotes it over here. Simen Samach Dalet, it quotes a little bit, it refers to it. Simen Samach Dalet, he says, let me get 1 second. I lost it for a second. Samach Dal Tziv Tezayin. Os Ladiach Bosa Beklisha Madiach Bochalovim. Hume HaShas Shom. He said that's based on Shas Shom. What does Shas Shom mean? Shas Shom means Daf Ches Amud Beis. You take a look over here, Abosai. The Gemara is over here. The Gemara says HaTabach, let's look together. Hatabach tzorach shnei kelim shalmayim echad shemediach bo basar. Everyone with me? About 10 lines up. V'yechad shemediach bo chalavim. Whoa! Bad news! Says the Chavis Das. You need, it's a problem, not only with there's no duk of the sakin over here. You see, klar, dover shon is a problem, even without duk of the sakin. Oh, we're in trouble. The Chavis Das is in trouble now. Look how he gets out of his trouble. We saw the Pischei Tshuva already, but now I'm going to see it inside. How do you get out of the trouble? How do you get out? He says as follows. He says, Tzorach Lomar, the Shomatam, Kevin de Madiach Akshav, Chayshinon Shema Shuv Lo Yadichu Yoser, Vavikadava Shein Dacha Ba'adacha. What a beautiful answer. What a beautiful answer. Fantastic. because he's now rinsing it. He's not going to rinse it again. He quotes the Rashba, and he says it's tam echad mishum shu shameh. He doesn't understand the right. He has a kash against the Rashba. Okay, we'll see soon. Okay, because you need three sakinim, because chalev is shamein, otherwise not. And he quotes the turn samach dalid. Right? Shumna shagid, ain't no shamein. Ducha below shamnunis, ain't no tzorach shivshuf. It's enough to have a docha bi'alma. Ad kan the Chavas Das, so a little bit more here in Aleph than the Pesach Tshuva had quote. Ad kan. All right, Rabbi Osai, we have to discuss a number of very, very important things. Very, very important things. There is, Rabbi Osai, a Rashba that he has. I'm not sure what exactly he's complaining about the Rashba. He's complaining about the Rashba. He doesn't tell you over here in this, and do you have my, I have a very annotated edition, but for some reason I don't see it annotated over here at all. Where's its Rashba? Right? But Rashba ain't lashon b'tukan yofa, because tabach tzavach sheil gimel sakinim and tabach tzavach sheil beis kalim. He says because of what? Shamim. He himself said there's no problem of shamim. Did he tell you where it is? Any of your editions tell you where this Rashba is? The green edition, the red edition, I have the black edition. No one tells you? Okay, so now we have a little bit of a problem. I may need Ben again, because we need a Torah Sabayis, but the problem is Torah Sabayis where? I don't know what's, if I get the Torah Sabayis, I want Bayis Gimel. The question is, how am I going to do that? Oh, here, I can make a loop myself. Bayis Gimel, yeah. I think, oh, look at this. Look at this. Didn't work? Now you're testing me. Okay. Which shah do I want, gentlemen? Drum roll. Which shah? I know what page I want. But which shah it is? I don't remember. I want shah gimel. Let's press the magic button. Shah gimel.
Get down there.
Please. Get me with it. Stop. Why is it stuck? Ah. Not as good as I thought. Where's Shargin? Where is it? Oh. Shargin. Okay, Shar Shlishi. They have pages here? Or? No, you just have to find what you want.
Very small
print. Yeah. I'm looking for this. If you see it, let me know. If you see any page, let me know, please. I'm looking. See any pages?
Ayin?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for the Pei Gimel Mabez. So I'm still going a long way. If you see a Pei, let me know. Oh. We're getting places. Here we go. Here we go. Here we are. Found it. Shlosh of Sakinim, right? Perakama de Chulin, right? Shlosh of Sakinim. Da 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 da. Pirish. She'elu chidu chachalav machakach bozat tzorach shivshuv godol yoser. Catch this there. Catch this there. Every word counts. Michidei shivshuf hadocha machmas dam k'delahaver shamnunis achel shenitzuch v'basar v'shem yishkach l'shav shev heitev k'deboi. And the shnei kelim, the same thing. Da 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 da. Gzere shem yishkadiyah chalovim v'chakach basar k'loma v'idbek shamnunis l'chel v'basar v'chak tzoroch l'izor menakwe, etc., etc. He puts them all together, Rabbi Osai. That's the taina that the Chavas Das has against the Rashba. Again, Shnei Kalim, tells you why. Look. Shem yadiach halav v'achakach basal kolom v'yidabek shemunus hachol v'chele b'basar. This is not what the Chavos Das wanted to hear. He says, no duch of the sakina. There's no duch of the sakina. Right? That's what is bothering him.
Yeah, but couldn't it be different here also because he's being
mediach
in the liquid?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We saw this. Where did we see this originally? In the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva said if it's mediach in the liquid, it gets, that's why you need shifshuch. But here's the key. Here's the key. The it seems to me that a pasuk that they in the Rashba, and this is what I saw found in two svarim, the Yad Yehuda said it first, Sifkat Nalef, and the Bar Yashulchan picks up on it. Look at the Beirim, those who have it, Shetzarech. Did you notice the words of the Rashba? Achakach Basar, in this case, Chalavim, Tzarech Shivshuv Gadol, Yeser. I would have said Mikadei Hadacha. No. Mikadei Shivshuv Hadacha Machmazdam. Rabosai, if this line is right, that I just emphasized right for the second time, we have to look at see for the third time, you get an impression that even what we call plain hadacha is also shifshuf. Is also shifshuf. Contra the first line of Chavos Das, who said hadachu below shifshuf. And he quotes the Rashba himself who said that. No! The Rashba kept making distinctions between something which is, requires shifshuf godol and something which hadacha. But even plain hadacha is also with shifshuf. It's mefurish. We just read it mefurish. We just read it mefurish. Rabosai, mefurish, black and white. Mefurish. I want to show this to you, Rabosai, and a few other sources. A few other sources. The best source, Rabbi Osai, is the Rashba himself. And let me get, if I can get into Bayez Dalet. How do I do that? Can I just, how do I get out here? Go along here? If I go Bayez Dalet, Shar Dalet, is it going to work? Or first Bayez Dalet?
No, it's fine.
Straight to here? Express. Bayez Dalet, Shar Dalet. And it means the Gevalda Gariah is the Rashba. Whoa. I both say, I'm looking for page, those who have seen the pages in small print, I'm looking for page Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Okay, I don't know where we are. Anybody see a page number?
Yeah,
Lamed Hey.
Lamed
Dala, okay, not too far. Good. Should be somewhere here.
Hold on.
Oh, I found it. V'hadacha zu sheshaninu b'kelim shenishtamesh b'hem ha'ove gululim. That is a Mishnah Mefereshes at the end of a Sechta Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Where are you following? One second. I want to show it to you first. Here, the Mishnah. Last Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. Halokeach klei tashrim min anochim dvarim shlo nishtamashim min kol ikar mat bilim vim tohorim. This tefillah's came. Dvarim shtamashim min adet sonon tzalochos kosos kitonos umadichon mat bilim vim tohorim. Stop right there. The rest is if it's Kabbalah kach poto. It went with water, with fire, with fire. This is a famous, it's going to come up many, many times, this Mishnah. But here's the first instance, Rabbi Osai. Who wants to guess what the dig of the Rashba is? Madichon Umad Bilan Vein Tahorun. Who wants to try to pick it up? Look what he says. Hadacha Zusha Shanina Bekalim Shinishtamish Behen Ha'ovi Gachovi Betonon doesn't mean Stam Hadacha. Haino Hadacha Sheshba Shivshuf Gilahos Mela Mashem Medubak Alponav Veloshi Yavir Mayim Olov Benachas. Yeah, you see, put a dump it in water. Can't be. The imkain, lama hutzruchu la hadacha litpila. What a gavaldik araya. Why bother doing two things? You put into the mikveh that can kill two birds with one stone. That's a hadacha and a tvila. Meridik arashba. You see from here that the Chavis Das is 1,000% wrong. He's saying that we don't need shifshuf. It's enough hadacha bi'alma below shifshuf. Not true. You have to say, as we saw earlier, he's distinguishing between a plain shifshuf and a real super shifshuf. Yes, sir.
Maybe it only works on a clean object. Can you make the first put it in the first time it's already clean?
You're right. It's a chatzitza issue. It's a good. It's a chatzitza issue. You're saying chatzitza. Chatzitza is a problem. Okay, but I mean, if it would come off for purposes of kashrus by just putting in water, so it would work anyway. You put it in the water, it's going to come off right away. So you put it in, you know, like this. It comes off, and then the second after it comes off, it's a good tefillah. It's a good point you're making. Interesting, fascinating. It's black and white. Not only that, they're both sides, but the ra'ah. I guess I could show it to you here, since we're becoming so experts in all of these things. Better cup eyes. I want dalit. Okay, this is becoming proficient gradually.
That's the
Rashba.
That's the
Rashba. I thought I put better cup eyes on. I'm not so proficient. That's who Bedeka wants to. Bedeka buys. Hold on. Bedeka buys. Now, why can't I get the Bedeka buys? Dalit. Oh, I have to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm getting places. Buy is Dalit. Shar Dalit. We're getting places. Cool. Okay, here we are. Whoever can find me this will be, I appreciate it. This Bedek HaBayis, look, I went on the page numbers. Bedek HaBayis, I'm looking for Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, a little further. Here we go. Oh, Hadacha. Yeah. Where's the Tamadach? Where is it?
It's right here, you see the blue spot, two lines down.
The blue spot.
That's on the screen. The Hadachah.
Where's the blue spot? You see the blue spot?
It's like two.
There.
Eight lines up from the
bottom. Yeah, I see. The Hadachah Amura Bekol Mokom. Eina Hadachah Bialma. Ela Shifshuf Yofeh. Acha Shibamokom Hadachah Tzvichonit, etc. B'chol Mokom. Whenever it says Hadachah, it means with Shifshuf. Ya'ai, the Rashbat, Shifshuf Godol. That's right. It's Shifshuf plain and Shifshuf Godol Yofa when it's Shamein. That's against the Chavis Das, like the Yad Yehuda and like the Bari HaShulchan. I have only one Ha'orah. And by the way, I don't want to be my tree with too many Makoros, but I bought a Rashba here. The Rashba on Chesem and Beis, on that sugya, says the same thing. Find it. There we go. Sometimes you need. Again, Hadachah v'shifshuf godol, plain Hadachah, plain shifshuf. It's the impressions conveyed over here in Chesem and Beis Din Maskil, Rabbah. But I have only one Ha'orah. It has one word that we saw in the Rashi, which I want to make a big deal out of. What word is that? Go back to the Rashba. I get it from here? Will that be it? Right, this is the paragraph we read before. We're just here. What paper is that, Rashbam? Lamed Beis Amid Beis. What the word I'm looking for?
It's on top. This is too high.
One second. Oh. Hadocha Shesh Bashivshu. How do you know? Velo Shiyavir Hamayim Olav. What's this word? What's that word? No? Translate, please. Oh, we have nachas from your children. Nachas. Lightly. What occurred to me, maybe the Rashba is only disallowing if the water goes lightly, as such is the case he gives. I dip it into a mikveh. There's no water pressure. I'm just dipping it into the mikveh. That's no good. But what'll happen if I'll put it under a sink with this with a lot of water pressure? Maybe that's going to work. That's the equivalent of shifshif. That's why I wanted to suggest a possible leniency. Big nafkamina what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm right for sure, but you hear my nakuda? Yes, sir.
Doesn't he also say that it's talian kidei lahasar me'al mashim nedubak?
Oh!
So therefore, even if you have water pressure and it doesn't take off that which is...
100%. 100%. So I think, as you're answering, and I'll give the Hebrew equivalent of it, hakol lefi ha'inyan. It all depends on what's going to remove whatever's there. And those actual words are found, almost verbatim, in the Yad Yehuda, here in Simon Sadi Aleph, in the Kotzer, Perish HaKotzer, gives you the bottom line. This is as follows. Listen carefully. Stam Adocha Amura B'chomokom Hu Agam B'Shif Shif Yofet against the Chavos Das Ad She Yosim Imenu V'Yein Kol HaDvarim Shovin Tov HaShomein B'Vaday Tor L'Shav Shef Yosef Tvom Shef Nizbokim Yosef Chotach Pesakash HaShamnunis Tov HaKolov Tor L'Shav Shef Harbein Ad She Yosim Imenu HaShuman V'Lekach Osa Lachlach Bogam Tvom Shef Dagal Adich Mimela Chem Nis Yavish Al-Gabe Tor L'Rachachol B'Mayim Tchila. If it's caked on the knife, you gotta first soak it in water to soften it. Kadesh Yochal Adicha Kama Bosa Kodam Alicha. Vechain Talicha Shlosh Apamim. Ashley Shor Gam Mashu Me'er Yisur Kama Bosa Acham Alicha, etc. It all depends on every situation specifically. The bottom line, it has to be clean. Because the Rashi explained, what do you need all this for? What do you need all this for? Yavir. Ma shemedubok. Ma shemedubok. It's interesting. On this basis, of this svara, the Bali HaShulchan suggested a kula. How do you like that? A kula, he suggests. Those who have it, please. Look in the biurim, please. The biurim shetzarech. Everyone have it? Who have it? Is Kama, you have it? You also have it? Oh, I have three people. I have a bezin checking up on me. I like the people to check up on me. A Bezin Choshev is checking up and if I'm reading it correct. Oh no, what did I just do? Oh, Hashem. Vayihor. This week's parasha. Let me just read Vayihor. Okay, let's see. Sadi Aleph Rabosai. Come on. Sif Aleph Shetzarich. Go to a whole discussion what it means. And he thinks it has to be with a Shifshuf against the Chavos Das. But towards the end, makes the following comment. Fine. And comes from a Rivash Beferish. Hadocha Boy Shifshuf, the 10th wide line of page Kuvav. Nirish Eshtahach Mibazeh. Vihine. Av Shahoya Ev Shaloma. Ev Shah, the first one on the line. Dim Nishbach Dover Tzolul Al Dover Gush. Kimon Shinishbach Cholav Achatichas Basar. Sagi l'chuliyama b'shtifa greida. He said, "Mesvar, you could say it's liquid. It'll come off very easily, like all liquids." Shad solul mishtatef B'kal yoser, b'shtad about a test, you know, tough test. What's the English word? Washes away much more easily. Mikomako, the bottom line, I'm afraid to be mekel. Why? Psochim ayin vavim an aleph. It says in that kind of a case, shechayev lehadiach. Before Shigamar. Did anyone see psochim ayin vav yet? You haven't seen that gemara yet? That's a gemara which we're going to have to, for the next group of makars, we're going to have it copied. We're going to make copies of tomorrow's shir. Psochim ayin vav, just from the, get a good oz behod the gemara, everyone can, you know, can actually read it, and make copies for everybody. Psochim ayin vav and alf. Everyone's going to need that omen. Vary lishna the hadocha ratzalom, ayin shif shif dafka. As the Ra'ah and the Rivosh said, hadocha v'chol makom. And he quotes a Torah Schatas at the beginning of Klal Chav Beis that says the same way. So I wasn't lazy. I brought you the Torah Schatas, the beginning of Klal Chav Beis. This is the Ramos Sefer Torah Schatas that we see quoted. It's a beautiful new edition. And he has Klal Chav Beis. And the Klal Chav Beis, at the beginning, in Din Aleph, he writes as follows. Yisr shenafel l'toch heter, or chatik hasbal shenafel l'cholof, everything is mutter. Quotes the Gemara, Kufyud Beis Amin Aleph. Mikomakom amadover yoveh shu heter, tzorach hadocha heitev. Yeah, not just tam hadocha, hadocha heitev. Delo odif me'ilu noga b'yisr yoveh tzorach hadocha. And since we know that if it's yoveh shenis hadocha heitev with shiv shum, we just proved it from all those sources. Das. So too, it says no less than that is required if it falls into a liquid. That's what he says. I think it's 100% right. Whether pouring the water from the tap hard would be the equivalent of shifshuf, that I leave to you. That's my suggestion. I haven't seen anywhere in print. Now we come about to the part two of today's shiur. Yes, sir.
Doesn't the Rashba say shiyavor amayim alav benachas? It sounds more like water going on it.
Where are you reading?
Where's
the word Benachas? Where's Benachas? Yeah, right. Velo sheyavir hamayim olav Benachas. Rabosai, when I take my faucet and I put it on full blast, that ain't no Nachas. They didn't have running water in those days.
It's not like he's saying just like the water that you're putting the meat into, then you just like sit there.
No, this is the kashering though.
Or whatever it's kashering, it doesn't sound like it's just.
This is the kashering process. This is not the trafing up process.
Whatever it is that is touching, it's not just that it's in the mikvah and passively touching the object. It's that the water is coming in a flow.
In the mikvah? Nah.
He says yavar mayim olav. It doesn't sound like a mikvah.
No, I understand that. So the equivalent of putting something in water is having the water being put on it with the same lack of pressure. That's my suggestion.
There's more pressure than a mikvah. Already by having water coming on it, there's already more pressure than a mikvah.
Not much. It's just, they just took a little, they take a little pot. You know, that's not much more pressure than by putting it into the mikvah. It's also pressure. My hand puts it into the mikvah. That's garnished. Okay, nearly. That's a suggestion. Yes, sir.
Can we go over the Baal HaShulchan one more time?
Sure. The Baal HaShulchan wanted to suggest a very logical suggestion that since if something is in a liquid. Liquids rinse off more easily than solids. The solid gets stuck. But liquids, you wash it off, it's gone. He said, it's a very nice idea. But the Gemara will see tomorrow, I guess, and the Makaris will see it. Psochem Ayin Vav, where you have meat falling into milk, requires hadacha. And we saw the expression of the Ra'ah. Hadacha b'chol makom. Whenever hadacha is found in Shas Bavli, what does it mean? With shifshuf. Put two and two together, his theory is wrong. And of course, it's the Torah Schatas. That's Kabbalah. That if you put it milk, meat and milk or things of this nature, hadocha heitev, lo olive, lo odif, melunaga b'isu yomish, the Torah hadocha, which is, we know before, is hadocha heitev. Not just tama, okay? That's what he's referring to. Now, part two of today's shir, Abosai, starts with the Taz. It's Sifkotan, Aleph, and Beis. So open the Shulchan Aruch, please, to the Taz, Simen, Sadi Aleph. Here we go. Taz says, Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Siv Beis, Komidi de boy hadocha, kagon lahaniach, sarhet de tzona bekar shal isur tzonen, also lachatchila, til malcha below hadocha. Right? This is the mafurisha Gemara. I can't argue the Gemara. Says the Taz in Sivkot and Aleph. Okay. The Torah quotes this in Shmamina. Because Shmamina. He is the same thing. It's the mafurisha Mishnah Kuf Zayin and Chulin. Vashlo Yonogam Zebazet. Vesh Lomar, the Hava, Mina Dafka Boso Gvina Atzma. Ava Bekli Shalahem. Ain't Sarach Lizar. As they're all said, the Kli is Mokal. Kamash Malot. The Komidi, the boy Hadacha, Afila Bekli. Fine. How do you know it? From the Gemara Kuf Zayin. Ne, the Klipolo boy. Hadacha, Miu boy. Mefurisha Gemara. Midatoli Tama Bahadacha, Mimela, Komidi, the boy in Hadacha. Shavine. Fine. Yesh la Hakshas old. Hakasa Beis Yosef, Simon Beis. Whoa, that's 89 Simonim ago. The Bechal Makom, the Bidi Evan Mutter. It's a famous rule. The gzeir you're going to forget, in a case in which you forget, it's a disaster. If you forget, so we're not going to make such a gzeir. Fu muchach b'kama duchti, k'mo shenatik b'siv dalet, if cotton zayin, okay. V'im kain. Amai chashinon kan dilma ochel b'lo hadocha. Kevon di ochel b'lo hadocha, ain't iser. The Taz make an assumption there. He throws down the gauntlet. Hadacha is required. If you didn't do hadacha, you did not. It's no issa. There's no issa macholas asuris. How do you know? How does he know that? Dafilu b'mochem shetzorach klipa yesh deos b'simizesiv dal yishar b'deyavid below klipa. We'll get to that. We get to sivdal. It's a very, very important, and it's enough. I involve at the bottom of Tosis in Pesachim. Macholas Rebbeinu Tam and the Riva. He's assuming it's a davar pashut. There, it's talking about heat. Heat is much more chomer. And even there, some say you don't need. Klipa when it comes to b'di'evet, it's a kavachoma when it comes to a davar yavish, you wouldn't need a b'di'evet. Great kasha. V'yesh lomar the b'chomok amdeni sebaro lefaneinu alasavik v'yesh kaniser tzog drisha chazeh b'zeh armin and kevin the b'di'evet shari mutal l'vespolach atchila ala drisha shi'asa chazeh. Fine. Mashenkin kan shesh isu baro. For sure. Even though there's no real Isser as such. Adkan the Taz's personal view. Does anyone disagree? Yup. Look at Sivkot and Beis. Sivkot and Beis and the Taz himself. Kosev Rashal. Oh, the Mashal is always the one who disagrees. The Mashal. Perakol Abasa, Simimem Dalt. Fizeh, Lo Yofa Osim Ahoche Drochim Sheochen Herring, Meluchim Akle Goyim, Shere Tzorach Adocha Acha Shemunach Aleim, Fakol Shgein, Shelo Yofa Osim Akonim Mide Kishuim Meluchim, Shekorin Ugerkes. What does it mean, Kishuim Meluchim? Pickles. Im Mei HaMelech. They buy the pickles in the brine that the pickles soak in. For ochlim b'kora shalem. I think they use vinegar today, whatever it may be. Sherei afilu akishurim tzrichim hadocha imhusu b'kora shalem. Ken amei melach lo shayach bo hadocha nesra kula. Whee! The Marshal said, you're eating macholos asuris, my dear friend. If you eat pickles with the liquid that the pickles are soaking in, so it's salty or whatever it may be, sharp, that is mamash macholas asuris. You see from this klar that he holds the lack of hadacha creates macholas asuris, says the Mashal, against the Taz in Sivkotan Aleph. Yeah,
isn't that the maskana of the Taz?
Is it the maskana of the Taz?
Right, the question of the Taz was there is really no isser, so therefore it should be mutter even lachatchila.
So his answer was, since it's an Issa Barer, even though it's no Issa Lechatchila, they asked it anyway. Shem Yishkach. Here, he's quoting the Marashal, who asked it. He quotes the Torah Schatas, Tokadei Dibu, 1 second. Shasat chak gon shenis aksin bebeis agoy kedi yevadami. That means he holds it. There's no issur. The Taz, the Rambon, Chloros Chatas disagrees with his cousin, the Marshal. They're always fighting. Cousins club. Right? They're always fighting. The Rambon and the Marshal. Yeah.
I thought the Marshal was saying that if you're going to say that it's only mutter to the Yevad, so then they have a problem with what they're doing because they're doing it
l'chachim. No. He says Nesra Kula. No. Now, take a look, Rabosai. Take a look, Rabosai, in Prim Begodim, Mishpatozov Beis. Taz v'shem Marshal. Umasha Oser as Hamei Melach. Also, the Shita say, but O Zion, the Pasak Kiriva should say, Hecha Diyev Shebeklipa Kulo Aser. That's the Riva I mentioned earlier, the last Tosis, the last line of Tosis in Psachim Ayin Vav. Hecha Diyev Shebeadacha. So he holds, does the Marshal, that what's true of Klipa is true of Adacha as well. And the Taz and Sifkot Nalav said, no dice. Even by klipas and machlokes, so when it comes to adacha, should certainly be mutter. So the Taz, the Marshal may say no. The Marshal may say that's not true. If it's usur by klipa, which is his personal view, it's usur by hadacha as well. Not only that, Rabosai, this idea that it's usur by hadacha has an ally. Rabosai, in a Mefurisha Rashba. Here we go. Torah Sabayis. Rabosai, I need Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. Here we go. Look at this. Let's see. We're getting places. Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. Let me see if I can find exactly where this is. Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. 1 minute. Bayis Dalid Shar Aleph. 1 second. Bayis Dalid. I need you with the pages here, guys. You tests. I passed it?
That's Tezai.
Oh, it's here. Read. Look at this. V'chein basa mavushal shenogal begvina. Mediach mekom chatach v'dayo. V'yim lo hidiach. What's the next word? Usur. Don't just mean you did a bad thing by not being madiach. Means what you ate is usur. And he says it again for emphasis. Where are we? L'ficha tzad azar shal yitzar basam gvinim zvan shem nogim zeh bezeh shem yishkak madadiach v'nimtza ochel es ha'isur. Okay, you just thought it didn't something. Mamash mefurish. It's a mefurish rajba against the Taz. A mefurish rajba against the Taz. Wow. Mefurish rajba against the Taz. Wow. That's quite a source. Now. Oh. Now, why should this be so? At first glance, you would say that it's, he holds the same as as klipa. If klipa is prohibited, so too is hadacha. It's interesting that the Yad Yehuda suggests, he always seems to be in the middle of the fray, and those who want to have the biurim, look at the biurim, Dibra Maschil, Basar. He quotes a prima donna that we just saw that says hadacha is the same as klipa, contrary to the Taz. But believe it or not, the Yad Yehuda, he quotes, says, believe it or not, that Hadacha might be worse than Klipa. Can you believe that? The exact opposite of the Taz. Opposite. Why should that be? Hold on. 1 second, give me a minute. Where is this? I don't see it quickly, but let's go first. Let's see it over here. As it's called, and we'll look it up at a later time. This is the Bari HaShulchan. Take a look. If you those who have it, please look. Bari HaShulchan says this explicitly. The Ramaschal Basar. Sadi Aleph. The very beginning. The Plukta B'Dievet. The Taz said it's okay. But the Prim Begadim says the same as Klipa. Depends on the dispute later on. Yad Yehuda Risi Lehefech Me'ataz. Even though Klipa, below Klipa is also Mutta B'Dievet, here it's worse. Why? I'm going to use the words. It's on this fifth wide line on page Kufdal. There, Safek Lanu and Nivla Klal, Afatocha Klipa, maybe it is Shishim Keneged, Mash Nivla Sham, we'll see later on. But Hadacha, we're afraid the Mistama Nidbak Sham, Mima Shenoga Bo. How do you like that? Kunya Yuda, the opposite of the Taz. I found it in a second, but it's here quoted properly. Yeah, good. Narabosan. The Chavas Das. Those, why don't you look at the Chavas Das of Kotten Gimel, who has quite an interesting line, and there's a response, and I want to respond to the response. Take a look. Chavas Das, this is the one that's on the Makoros, correct? Yeah. This is the last line. It's in brackets. I don't want to put up too many Chavas Das at the beginning, so I put in brackets. Okay? Look what it says. He quotes the Taz Beis. Okay. That's what he says. He says, "May Melach Shunach B'Kliyot Iser Kevin Lo Shach Ba'Adacha Nesra Udvar Melat Tmuin Hamavur B'Shas Chulin Kufiyot Beis." We just saw it. Gabe Bar Yona Shenafo Lego Kada De Kimcha The Av Kimcha Shari. After Kimcha Yavsha Ba'adacha. But what did it say that? I asked you to see the Gemara. Open the Gemara now one more time. Keep this open to Chavas Das. And please turn to Kuf Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. And see if he's telling the truth. Kuf Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. Rabosa, what does it say there? Who ba goes with the Nafal Akada the Kimcha? Sharye. Who wants to translate the word Sharye? Translate it into English. What? No, it's a verb. It's a verb form. Sharye Rabchinana. Was matter it, right? What is it? Exactly. The ba gozla. Who said he was matter the Kimcha? How do you know? Chavas Das is assuming over here he's Mata the Kimcha, even though the Yeshua. Who said? Then he quotes a Rashba. Im Nishtamish Bo Dovalach the Yeshua Ba'adacha Botel B'miyuto Ki B'vadai Hu Dover Muat Harbe Hu Botel Hu. What's the Taz? Quotes a Rashba. Beferish. Akorot Talamat Kavanas HaTaz. I mean, this is the Taz quoting the Marashah, not the Taz himself. Me'acha she'osu kein b'mezid havekim mevatel isla b'mezid to'osu le'mevatel u'lemish en esbatel b'shvilo simen tzadi tes sif hei ava b'nosu n'toro b'shoge g'vale mutter u'poshut. How do you like that? What's going on? The way to ask the evidence assume it was done on purpose and mevatel isla l'chatchila and it's also for the one who did it and the one for whom it was done. Do you have the Imre Baruch on the bottom? Who has it in your edition? By a show of hands, who has the Imre Baruch on the bottom of the Chavas Das? Not everybody? The green has it? Oh, good. That is the green. Sarachian, he says, to eino miskavein al habitul. He says, ein mevat nischatchil osu b'dieved. If you had intention to be mevatl over here, here there's no intention. There's no intention whatsoever. That's the kasha of the Imre Baruch. Where does it say befurish you have to have intention? Open the Shulchan Aruch, please, to the Taz. Simin Tzadi Tes Sif Koton Zayin. Rabosai. Simen Tzadi Tes, Sivkot on Zayin. We're getting a nice tour of some of the major concepts in Yoredeh. Simen Tzadi Tes, Sivkot on Zayin. Sifhei Shalom, Ein Mevatlin Isa Lechatchila. Okay. The Simen Pei Dalad Mavur, says it has Zayin. Dim Ein Kavanos, Rakal Dover Acher. The takanat vash mutter. There's no problem. There's no problem. No problem whatsoever. No problem. So that's a bit of a. Then he says, "Uvesimen kuf lam zayin siv beis kasafti tahainu davka bi'evsha binyan acher." Aha! Here we have our opening. The only time it's mutter of Eina Meskava Lekach, if you add no alternative, then we give you the benefit of the doubt. But if you add an alternative, you shouldn't have done it this way. You know, it's not your kavana. That being the case, I want to make the following suggestion. Here, you could use a different kli. In fact, I use this kli, even though you didn't have kavana, but still it's the equivalent of when you had kavana, and it's also been the Eved. Yeah, you follow what I just said? Okay. One more time. The may baruch it's against the chavas das. What are you telling me? It's also b'diavad because it's battle of shvilo. He had no kavana levatel. I'm answering the Tazan Sadi Tedes Zion said the only time that's mutter in miskavan levatel is if you had no alternative. So we view you charitably. But if you had an alternative and you didn't take advantage of it, even though it really wasn't your kavana levatel, but we down the kafchova and we asked b'diavad even. That's I want to answer the kasha the may baruch against the. Chavas das. Fine. It's my suggestion to answer this vexing problem. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look in the Torah's Chatos, this is all found in the Biurim. Those who have the Biurim can please look it up in Dibur Masal Basa. I'm going to the original source. Torah's Chatos, Klal Samach Aleph, Din Yud Aleph. Samach Aleph, Rabbi Osai, Yud Aleph. Again, it's in the Biurim. Those who have it in front of you, the Biurim, you can look at it. Look at it. He quotes it. Samach Aleph, Yud Aleph. Oh. Those over here. He says like this. You're supposed to do a Hadacha. And he says if you can't do a Hadacha, Asur. What's the case, Kedu Adocha? You cut it with a knife, dak, you can't scrape it, you can't rinse it. I don't know why you can't rinse it, I don't know exactly why not. I guess you can't rub every single surface, too many 100 surfaces. You can't do it. So it's also even b'di'evit. Frek the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom. Lamed Zayin, what do I mean? He paskin earlier by Klipa, b'makam tzorach b'di'evit, and you can't be do a Klipa. It's mutter b'di'evet. Im kein kol shekein. The midi dein tzorach ala gredor hadocha. Mutter b'di'evet. Tzorach yin he has to mechus yachav against thee, Torah's chattas. Why is it kula wasser? Comes the biurim and says, no. But the Yad Yehuda, it's miyushav. Hadocha is more chomor than klipa. Because klipa is a suffix, whether anything's there, maybe it's batel b'shishim. That answers the kasha. Beautiful answer. Beautiful answer. However, he says, if you look in the Torah Schadas himself, at the beginning of Simen Chav Beis, excuse me, what we call it Klal Chav Beis, we were here before, Klal Chav Beis, what does it say over there? It says like this, that if something falls in, listen carefully, something falls in, something solid, falls into something Dovi Yovish Shuheter Tzorech Hadocha Heitev. Okay. The Mehetu Lach Afal Pi the Noga Biyisr Mikomakom Ho Viyev Shal Hadiach Hayetem Mutter Below Hadocha Stira Galuya. Here he's saying it's also even B'di'evet. Here he's saying you can't do it, then it's good B'di'evet. Answers the Biurim depends if it's a knife or not. Earlier in Klal Samach Aleph, there was a knife. They asked Mistam and Idbak, or even B'di'evit. Here it's only Negiya B'Alma, only Chashash, it's Mutter B'Dieb. That's all found in the Biurim that I just showed you. Fine. I already pointed out to you that the Chavos Das brought a Raya from the Gemara, Naf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and I asked you, Shariyeh what? So, what? Nur what? The duck, not the milk, the milky liquid. So this is pointed out by the Biurim in the same piece. I'm just quoting here. In the very opening piece in Simon Tzadi Alf, entitled Basar, that the Chavos Das quotes a Mefurash Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says the Biurim. One second, please. Lo Evanti. Lo Reisya Ochocha Besugin Loma Shagama Kutuch Mutter. They were just dealing on the oath. That's at number one, Kash against Chavos Das. Number two, let's assume it was Mutter in that case. Yeah, in that case, Yodu Shahoya Bo Shishim. Avaman Lema Dimistamik Shishim. Interesting. So he has two reasons to knock off the Raya. That's what he says. Fine. Good. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that we have a Hagah of Rabbi Akiva Eger. I don't know if you have it in your edition. And now here in Simon Tzadi Aleph, on the Prima Gadim. He wrote Hagoras on him too. There's a comment of Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishpat Zosov. Quotes over here, Dava Lachu Umutter, as we saw earlier, quoted from the Chavos Das. That's what's quoted over here. So it comes along, one more time, the Biurim. I'm reading you a little bit more. Listen carefully, please. Please listen carefully. It says, 1 minute, please. Where was I? I lost. Quotes a Rashba, Dalit. Yiminiach heter tzala beklish al iser shlodichu botel b'miut ki bevadai eino ella dava muad harbe u botelu. It's enough for the Rashba. How can you argue with this? How can you argue? Let's take a look at the Rashba and see it inside. Dalit. Okay, let's take a look. Rabbi Osai, where are we holding? Kotzer. Go back to the Aruch. I'm not sure which was which. Dalit, is it the right one? Are you on my right one? Dalit? Mm-hmm. All right. So where is that for that line? Goes to Rashba. Where is it? It's page Lamed Dalit Amud Beis. Who can find it for me? Who's looking at the pages? Who's anybody? Going too fast? Are the pages here? Lamed Vav. Oh. Lamed Hey. Okay, here we are. It should be somewhere here. Who can find the line? Oh. Okay, so someone Lamed Lamed Beis, I have in my original. He has that expression. You put a David Solo Beklish Alisa. Let's see if we can find it, Rabbi Osai. Well, let's just try. Okay. Okay, he says Daila Hadacha, and some say I feel a man that is talking about Hadacha. Hashem is in the Dukha the Sakina. Have a card like a Dukha. Kol Shekin Chayafe Yafe. I feel low Idicha Mutter. Quotes a Machlokas. In these kind of cases, do you have to have Hadacha, right? Which means we said we means what? It means water with some Shifshuf, or not to have Kinuach, just rubbing it without any water. That's the Shas of Machlokes for Bosai that he has over here. Machlokes. One second. And in the middle of this discussion, here it is. Ki bevadai eino eladava mua harbe ubatalu. Right, that's the Lashon that the Chavos Da'as quotes. That's a very powerful Lashon. A very powerful Lashon. Says the Biurim, wait a minute. This is quoted by the Rashba in the dispute he quoted earlier, which I showed you. Do you need Hadacho? It's enough to have Kinuach. Okay? Very nice, Rebosai. Very nice. Now we're going to say, if you did Kinuach, what's left after Kinuach before the requisite Hadacha, that's Davamuot. But if you didn't do Kinuach or Hadacha, who said? Who said it's a Davamuot? That's what he says. Oh. Now, fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, this is all found in the Biurim. It's all when it's cooked together. What happens in a situation where it is nitzla. Here's a very important yisod. We spoke about it once before. Bishul, the taste is throughout. Bakula. Tzli, dry heat, is only a small level. We pass a look at netila, the size of the width of a finger. Alright? The width of a finger. It says over here, the Bari HaShulchan, a whole fight with the Eved, a big dispute. And he says like this. He says, if it's only Tzala, right? Well, we can be Mekel. Because if Chovas Hadachas does not ask with the Eved, for sure not. Even those who ask even with the Eved, here it's okay. Why? I quote, the Ein Koach, but also Dover Muat, Shendidbak Olav, Lispashet lehalon ayde tzliya omalicha elanisha kulu al makomo ulochi sagi behadacha achakach. You're supposed to do hadacha before you cooked it. You didn't. Now what's it then? It's enough to have hadacha later on, as long as it was only prepared in dry heat. So writes the Bari HaShulchan at the very, very end of this pretty long sifkaton, known here as sifkaton vov. Now. Is this really so? Is this really so? So on the bottom, he says in his sources, Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, quotes the Chavos Da'as, and he says he's not 100% sure it should really be true. Why? Look what he said, interesting lumdus. So those who have the tziyunim, Chaf Aleph. Chos Chavos Da'as says, if it's only a problem of Kdei Klipa or Netila, a small amount. Shema Yisr Muad Zeh Lo Choshev Di'evet Chemucha Das Chavos Yor Kufayin Tes. It's not called a B'di'evet. So therefore, that's not called a B'di'evet. I'm not sure what exactly is his question. He's saying over here, Eino Oseres B'di'evet. Yeah, but he means, you do the Hadacha now. Maybe he means, no. To get rid of the Kadei Netila. It's the Eved. Guys, what's it costing you? The Eved means the Shas HaTchak. To throw out a whole chicken is the Shas HaTchak. To throw out a Kadei Netila, that's the Shas HaTchak. Come on. That's why he's saying this din of the Adud is not so pushed. Rabosai, we completed the unit. Tomorrow, we're doing tomorrow. Tomorrow's discussion, I don't know, I'm going to try to get to Tatog over, but I don't guarantee I'll get there. With what one major thing we haven't discussed, which is the Ramah at the end of Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Beis. That's very complex with a long shach, very, very long Sif Katan Gimel, which has to do with Dark Moshe. That's tomorrow's Shia. If we finish it, we'll start our Torah Gavah. If we don't, we'll wait till Thursday. Okay? So tomorrow, regular time, see out of the Shema.
Did
we get a chance? I spoke to the OU. They're working on it. Yeah, I called the OU.